Do you know that certain peptides can benefit those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's? If you want to learn more about how peptides can help with thyroid autoimmunity and other chronic conditions, then you'll want to check out the brand new Peptide Summit hosted by Dr. Jenny Flagar. In fact, peptides play a huge role in helping Dr. Jenny overcome her Hashimoto's condition. To register for the free Peptide Summit, visit saymythyroid.com/peptides.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, can black cumin benefit those with hyperthyroidism and Hashimoto's? So I really like black cumin, also known as black seed, and while in 2018 I wrote an article on black cumin, I haven't had a podcast episode that focuses on this topic yet, which is why I decided to record this. And so black cumin, also known as Nigella sativa, which is a medicinal plant, and studies show that it can benefit both people with hypothyroidism as well as hyperthyroidism, but it doesn't seem like it's directly affecting the thyroid hormone. The reason why it could benefit people with these conditions is due to its antioxidant properties. And especially when we're talking about Graves' disease and Hashimoto's, these conditions involve oxidative stress. So there's a few studies I want to mention, and I'll make sure to include a link to the article I wrote from 2018 in the show notes along with the studies. So one study demonstrated that black cumin had a positive effect on the TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone, as well as the TPO antibodies in Hashimoto's patients. It's also worth mentioning that TPO or thyroid peroxidase antibodies are very common in those with Graves' disease as well. And then study from 2022 showed that there was a positive effect of black seed, again, black cumin, essential oil on thyroid hormones in rats with both hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism. And again, it wasn't directly affecting the thyroid hormone. It was just helping to reduce oxidative stress due to its antioxidant properties. And so the seeds of black cumin are the main source of its active ingredients, and its most prominent constituent that has well-known antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, as well as anti-cancer properties is thymoquinone. And it's also important to let you know that there are studies showing that black cumin can benefit those with other types of autoimmune conditions. So it's not just Graves and Hashimoto's. I came across a study when I was putting together the article in 2018. There's a study related to black cumin helping people with multiple sclerosis, as well as those with rheumatoid arthritis. But there are many other benefits. Again, it's not just the antioxidants. I mean, I mentioned just briefly that it has antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer properties, but also has antibacterial activity. So H. pylori or Helicobacter pylori is a potential trigger in those with Graves and Hashimoto's. And there is evidence that black cumin seeds have antimicrobial properties against H. pylori that's actually comparable to triple therapy. Again, this is according to a research study. Also evidence that it can inhibit the growth of Staphylococcus aureus. And then there's also some research that shows it has antifungal activity, antifungal properties. So a number of different studies show that it has antifungal activity against the most pathogenic fungi, while a few other studies have shown that black cumin can specifically help with candida overgrowth, which is a common problem. And it also has been shown to have anti-diabetic activity. As one study looked at the effect of black cumin seeds on the glycemic control of patients with type 2 diabetes, and the results of the study show that black cumin at a dose of 2 grams per day caused significant reductions in fasting blood glucose, as well as hemoglobin A1C. Insulin resistance reduced significantly while beta cell function increased. So that's very impressive. I mentioned how it has anti-cancer activity, as experimental findings strongly suggest that black cumin could serve alone or in combination with known chemotherapeutic drugs as effective agents to control tumor initiation, growth, as well as metastasis. And it also has lipid-lowering effects. So one study showed that 8-week supplementation with 2 grams of black cumin per day combined with an aerobic exercise program. So again, not just taking the black cumin, but exercising regularly provides significant improvements in LDL cholesterol as well as HDL cholesterol. And then hepatoprotective effects, which means that it can potentially protect the liver. And a few studies show that black cumin can protect the liver and cause a decrease in lipid peroxidation as well as in liver enzymes. And we commonly see liver enzymes elevated in hyperthyroidism just due to the elevation of thyroid hormones itself. It could happen, but then a lot of people will also take anti-thyroid medications such as methimazole. There are other health conditions that black cumin could potentially benefit people with. So studies showing that black cumin can protect the gastrointestinal tract, cardiovascular system, as well as the kidneys. And again, important to mention that the antioxidant as well as anti-inflammatory properties of black cumin seem to be the main features that help to prevent and protect these and other areas of the body from injury. Now, for those who are concerned about toxicity, there have been a number of animal studies on black cumin seeds evaluating its toxicity, and overall, it does seem to be very safe. Again, most of the studies seem to use 2 grams. So if someone takes massive doses, and again, I don't know what that would be, if it would be 5 grams or 10 grams. I mean, toxicity studies usually, I mean, they're going to use larger doses. So probably 5-10 grams also probably wouldn't cause it, but I would not overdo it. And that goes with anything, not just with black cumin. And then again, according to research, it seems that 2 grams per day in divided doses and taken with meals is ideal. But some people do need to start with lower doses. So that is my answer to the question, can black cumin benefit those with hyperthyroidism and Hashimoto's? So I mentioned earlier those studies that did show that it can benefit people with these conditions by helping to reduce oxidative stress. It doesn't mean that everyone with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's should take black cumin. I can't say that I recommend that to everybody. It comes down to prioritizing what people should take, and things could get out of hand from a supplement perspective, and I definitely recommend supplements, and sometimes I'll recommend black cumin, but I can't say that every one of my patients will take it, but something to consider, especially if you have antibodies that don't decrease, maybe consider taking it, but just keep in mind that if someone has antibodies that aren't decreasing, it's probably not due to a black cumin deficiency. There are other triggers, underlying imbalances that probably haven't been detected. But in the meantime, black cumin might be something to consider taking. But then again, it has other benefits too, like for H. pylori, a lot of benefits. So I think that's all I'll cover here with regards to black cumin. As usual, I hope you found this Q&A episode to be super valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.